the claim your food freedom, I've learned so much and I've let go of a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had a really interesting experience in a restaurant in London on Saturday night where I had a piece of chocolate cake.
Okay.
And it was literally the best chocolate cake I've ever had.
Okay.
But instead of shoveling it in like crazy, it took me half an hour to eat this piece of cake.
You made love to your cake.
I did. That's it. That's exactly what happened. And it blew my mind. Because normally I would just sit there and shovel in the cake and go, oh, that was good. What's next?
Uh-huh.
In this case, there was nothing else I wanted. I'm like, I'm good.
Fully satisfied.
Very satisfied and no guilt about eating it either.
Isn't that beautiful?
That is. It's huge for me. It's been years since I've been able to eat food like that with no guilt behind it. So, and I had another incident earlier today where I had one of my binge foods, but I wasn't emotionally spurred by anything. And I sat here and I tried eating that food and I realized it didn't taste good and I didn't like it. So I threw it away. And for me, that's huge because I would have normally sat there and ate the whole bag. And I ate like two or three bites of it and threw it out. A lot more free about the whole thing. I feel like just being aware of my food. What you were talking about earlier, how we're always multitasking. I am always doing something else while I'm eating. And I always attributed it to my job. Like I have to be on the phones. I have to answer radios. I'm a 911 dispatcher. So I'm always doing three or four things at a time when I'm at work, including eating at my desk if I can't get a break in. And I find myself applying that in my life at home as well. I can't just sit down and watch TV. I have to be on my phone, on my computer. I have to be folding laundry. So just being aware of that. And what we talked about tonight, I'm going to use the mindfulness in other areas of my life too, not just when it comes to food. And I've also realized that not only have I become disconnected with my hunger, I've become disconnected with my physical body as well. And what this program did, it really connected all the dots together for me.
What made you decide to actually invest money?
That what I was doing wasn't working.
Huh.
it was, you had a quote the other day about evolve.
Repeat or evolve.
Repeat or evolve. And I just kept repeating. So I needed somebody to give me a little bit of guidance to evolve instead of just repeating.